Kelly Hunt entertains fans all over the world with her regular tours and a series of critically acclaimed recordings, but she calls Lawrence, Kansas home. She's done several benefit shows in recent years for Just Food. Hunt says she truly believes in the group's work, and as an artist, she relates to their mission to help hungry people.
One of the things I really love about them is their focus on helping people in the region. And they're not here to do anything other than make sure families get food. And that focus doesn't have to do with any other aspects of that family's background, what's happened in the past, what's going to happen in the future. It's right now, these people are hungry. And I think in my case, you know, I'm a songwriter. My focus has been on people's stories. What is the common thread that we all have? And it doesn't get more basic than food.
It is all given to you. Now who will you give it to? Pass it on, pay it for. Let it rain.
Elizabeth Kiever is the interim executive director at Just Food. Kiever says the group fed more than 11,000 people last year, far more than the previous year. And she says they expect to serve many more this year. One of the reasons is new federal restrictions from the USDA on who is eligible for SNAP benefits, commonly known as food stamps. Kiever says the new rules are making a bad situation much worse.
There's already a huge gap between the number of people who need assistance versus the number of people who can receive it. And now we've got more federal regulations making more and more people who are ineligible. And every single time people get their letters about their benefits being cut, our numbers go up.
Just Food had a rough year in 2015. The group's former director failed to pay federal payroll taxes for 3 years, leaving the group in debt to the government for about $55,000. The nonprofit board says its investigation concluded that Jeremy Farmer, the former director, pocketed the money. Although currently there are no legal charges against him, Farmer, who was also the mayor of Lawrence at the time, resigned from both positions and left town. But Kiever says the community came to the rescue. They rallied behind the organization and donated nearly $80,000 to pay off the tax debt and keep the food bank open. Now, she says, new and very rigorous oversight practices are in place.
What former employees of ours did was to strategically make sure they put systems in place to mislead the board about the use of an accountant. So now when a contract is engaged with an accounting firm, it should be dealt with by not only the executive director, but the board of directors. So we're really happy that we have full accountability on every single dollar that goes in and out of Just Food.
Kelly Hunt says that she's thrilled to come home to Lawrence and help out in her hometown. Hunt says she has a very special show in store for the crowd at Liberty Hall.
We'll have the nine-piece expanded band. We're going to have the Fat Brass Horns. And these guys are just upper echelon players. And we're bringing in some wonderful background singers. So what I can do is bring in my musicians that work with me, bring them to my home community and say, hey, let's have fun, let's just have a great time, and let's see how much we can do in one night for Just Food.
Kelly Hunt, with her band, the Fat Brass Horns, and the Mighty Kell Tones, will perform Saturday night, February 13th, at the Dance of Hearts at Liberty Hall in downtown Lawrence to benefit Just Food. For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Tom Parkinson.